Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
John Salisbury offers his always straightforward opinions for Sports Talk 790 in Houston, being sports, and of course, Sean Unfiltered on Twitter. As we often say, he's always unfiltered with us and joins us now from Houston. Sean, I was struck this week by Troy Aikman's comment on the officiating, and the two main themes in the first 2 weeks of a lot of seasons often have to do with quarterback injuries and bad officiating. So this is nothing new, but Troy Aikman's not a bomb thrower, and yet he said earlier this week, at a time when the league and sport is trying to do all that it can to get the calls right, there's more controversy than there's ever been before. Never been a fan of instant replay. Didn't like it when I was playing. Didn't like it when it returned, when the votes were made years ago to make instant replay part of our game. I just think, for the most part, the officials were doing a good job. There were times when I was impacted by the wrong calls. There were times when I benefited from the wrong calls. I think over time it evens itself out. But he's talking about bad calls in almost every game, and he's saying it is nauseating to watch. Does he have a point, or is he overreacting?
Oh, and not only does he have a point, he's 100% dead on. I was one of those guys that when I played, I never can remember, Sandy, when I was there, that we took. I'm not even worried about the time it takes, honestly. I know we want to get it right, but I never remember coming out of a game where for 2 weeks after a game, we were still talking about horrible calls that were made. We lived with it, and Troy's exactly right. Sometimes it got hit late, and I thought, man, that might have been roughing, but Jim Tunney would stand by and say, hey, Lee, get off him. You'd go on, and then sometimes you'd get hit, and you didn't deserve a flag, and you'd get one or a pass interference call. I never remember it being so not only inconsistent, but to where the referees were afraid to make a call.
Yeah.
You watch their head. It's like that 9-year-old kid pitching in Little League who every time he throws a pitch while his dad's screaming at him in the stands, he snaps his head up into the stands instead of to his own manager looking for dad's approval.
Right.
It's the same thing with the officials. We have stripped them of their confidence and ability to say, I'm making this call, we're sticking with it and going, I know we want it right. The problem is even instant replay doesn't get it right. And I like the Bill Belichick philosophy. Why not, if you're going to leave replay, why can't we replay offsides? It affects the game. If a guy jumped the snap, why can't we just same amount of replay flags if we're going to keep it? Or, for instance, in your game last week, there was a couple horrible roughing the passer calls.
Absolutely. Terrible.
It changed the course of a football game. So I'm with Troy 100%. If we can't get it right and we're stripping the confidence away from these referees, they got to talk to four of their buddies, even though the back judge had nothing to do with offensive line holding, as if he should have a say in it. I got to confirm. No, I don't. I made the call. Call it and move on. So I am to the point now, I'm okay if they came out with this off-season rules committee, competition committee, said, we're not doing instant replay anymore. I'd be okay with it. I actually think making the refs full-time and reinstilling their confidence. You may miss one, but at least we'll live with it, because you may also get one right that was against you, and they do even out. I can never remember, and I played during Troy's time as well, that was ever a problem. So for me, I'm 100% with him. I think it's sometimes it's a putrid watch because the referees, and I know they're trying to do their job. I don't want to do it, but I don't like it, because if you can't get replay right, then why in the world are we doing it? Let's just go play.
Sean, you played. It typically takes about 4 weeks now to find your identity as a team, but this Broncos offense has been struggling to score touchdowns over field goals. How do you evaluate this Broncos offense through 2 weeks?
Honestly, what I expected.
Yeah.
You'll see a big play. Joe, I say it every week, guys. You know, Joe put up some big numbers. When you got to throw that many times, you're usually in a little bit of trouble, and they had a chance. You know, the field goal with the time clock and some calls against them, and then getting back into it, the gutsy call by, you know, Fangio to go for two, all those things. It was back and forth. Hell, look at the Bears as well. It's 4.4 yards per attempt off of 120 yards. The defense kind of did their job. If you can hold a team to under 20 points with that defense or with most defenses, you're going to win. But, guys, this is what I'm telling, this is what you're going to get all year. Now, you're going to hang 30 on somebody. Joe's going to get hot. Phillip's going to run the ball well. They'll control, and Vaughn will go off and get a strip sack fumble, and they're struggling to get to the quarterback right now, which is their staple and their identity defensively.
Yes.
And they're struggling with it. But offensively, guys, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get – it's like the Clint Eastwood good, bad, and the ugly. You get some good, you're going to get some bad, and you're going to get some ugly. So the key is, you know, that red zone cross the 30 execution where you can't in your mind say, you know, that old adage, guys, you both know this, that let's just make sure we get points. Well, that's fine and dandy. Until the other team's kicking, you're kicking field goals and they're scoring touchdowns. That
right.
wasn't a big deal with the Bears. But you're going to run into good. You think you can kick field goals against Kansas City and win? You can't. So you've got to be able to be more efficient in the red zone. And both of these teams, the Bears and the Broncos, but speaking of the Broncos, you're going to have to take some shots and you're going to have to get to the point where a field goal is not enough. You'll take it, but there's got to be something. But, guys, I just don't know if they're capable of generating 28, 30 points on a weekly basis.
No.
They're not.
No way.
This is what you're going to get. It's a Clint Eastwood movie, good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah. I have to ask you this question because I get confused easily. And when the Broncos offensively constantly talk about wanting to run play action, limiting the passing attempts of Joe Flacco, hey, last week's game was not a blowout. It was 10 points or within 10 points right throughout. And yet, Joe Flacco throws the ball 50 times in the game. That's not exactly eliminating his passing attempts. And the Broncos, Sean, have run 10 play action passes over 2 weeks for a grand total of 34 yards. So what they state their identity to be is, at least to me, a far cry from what their identity has actually been the first 2 weeks. Where's the play action stuff, and why is Joe Flacco attempting 50 passes?
Hey, guys, go back and look in the history of time, let's say in the box since 1975, and look how many times a quarterback stoned the ball 50 times and won. Now, I know certain times game plans dictate that.
Brady wins, I guess. Brady wins.
But you're not down 30.
Yeah.
You're in a game, also, and you know, the one guy that seems to be able to do it is Brady. They'll throw it 30 times once, and that they're efficient because of that short passing game that they use. But listen, in order to run play action, you've got to do what you do, and that's threaten with the run. People don't respect play action. Phillip Lindsay, they can run the ball, but people don't respect play action. Underneath linebackers, the key in play action is to hold people or get them to think run. And then get spots in behind them before underneath safeties and over the linebackers, and to get them to bite and think play action, even if it's naked or bootleg, to get people in areas because they hesitated. Well, if you're not officially, your identity is running the ball, pounding it, playing defense, mixing in the pass, then we're not going to respect it, because when you're throwing 50 times, not going to win much. So I couldn't agree more, and I couldn't agree more with identity. I believe I find identity between weeks 4 and 6 in a football team.
Yeah.
But man alive, and I'm thinking the same thing in Cleveland. I don't know what their identity is right now either. They were supposed to be a really good team, and they're struggling to find theirs. But you're exactly right. See, that's just the old, hey, we're going to tell them what we're going to do. We're going to run the football, mix in some play action, and limit Joe Flacco's passes. Well, right now, 50, that isn't limiting it.
And no.
Like you said, 10 times. I would rather be a team. I'm a big play action guy. But a big play-action guy, when you establish it from the get-go, and it just doesn't seem, I don't know, I've watched both their games, I have zero idea what they're trying to, other than win a game, what they're trying to accomplish offensively, and until they find their identity, you're going to see this to the point where you're scratching your head as a fan on a regular basis.
Hey, real quick, Sean, do the Broncos have the personnel on this roster right now to right the ship or at least be competitive this season?
They have the personnel, to put it this way. There's some really good pieces to this puzzle, but about 6 of them are missing.
Yeah.
I don't think they're any factor in. Now, they'll beat a team they're not supposed to beat. At some point in time, they're going to get hot. Vaughn's going to go off, and they're going to beat somebody. They just thought, well, you know, Vic's a good football coach. He understands. It's just, and Joe's been in the league long enough to have one of those games. But over as far as sustaining it, no threat. It's a two-horse race in the division. When they say right the ship, I mean, for me, what's right the ship is if they get to 8 wins, I crawl 10 miles over broken glass. I would. I don't think they're an eight-win team.
No.
Because they're being stymied with their pass rush, and there's not enough offense. So while there's some really, really good, you know, pieces on the football team, there's some missing. It's, you know, when you build that puzzle, and there's like four. Where's my? Or you build some for your kid at Christmas,
yeah.
And there's still four screws left over. Or where do these go? That's the problem with them. And I hate to say it, but it's fact. They're just they can't line up and beat the Patriots, beat the Chiefs on a regular basis.
No.
Teams, the Rams. Those are the teams right now. They'll be in a chase mode. If you think in January, I would probably think that the Denver Broncos, from what I've seen early and even the offseason, this is a team that's probably going to be watching in January as opposed to performing. And I know it's early, but I got to see more, and I know you guys do too, to tell me that this team can compete against the top dogs, the top 10 teams in the league.
Sean, you're the best. We appreciate it every week. You bring it.
Awesome.
Thanks
score.
So much.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you guys very much. You guys are awesome. Thanks for having me. We'll
take
talk
care.
Next week.
Thank you. There you go, Sean Salisbury. I every week he comes up with two or three beauties, and we'll talk about them next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.